Welcome to the teaching ministries of Pastor Joseph Victor. For more information, visit www.worldliberationministriesli.org.
I want us to read this together, if you don't mind, if your voice is not tired. One, two, go. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." So this is our anchor scripture for the month. And the reason why it's our anchor scripture is because this is the primary assignment for human being. Remember, I didn't say Christian. For every human being. Do you know why an unbeliever can also make it in this life on earth? Because this assignment wasn't given to Christians. It was given to everybody. This assignment was given to everybody. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and what? And multiply." So, the assignment for a human being that's functioning well, supposed to be fruitful and what? And multiply. Many times when we read this scripture, well, before, what comes to mind, maybe so, some people now, is having babies. Yes or yes?
Yeah.
But it's not only babies that you can have. As a matter of fact, it's not compulsory to have babies. I know that's very unethical customarily, but honestly, it's not necessary. It's not compulsory. You're not going to go to hell if you don't have a baby. Hallelujah. But if you want to have a baby, please go ahead and have a baby. But I'm just saying, like, don't kill yourself. I'll give you one law, one principle. Anything that you are worried about, you will not have. Or you will sweat to have it, anything that you're worried about. So the reason why we tell you certain things, like it is not compulsory to have a child, is because we want you not to worry about it. If you remove it as your worry, then if you desire it, you will have it. But at least don't worry about it. Like, know that this thing is not the end of the world, or it's not the beginning either. Are you still here? You understand what I'm saying? You're catching the drift, right? So when God said be fruitful and multiply, he wasn't talking about only having children. It's part of it, but that wasn't the main focus. And you will know when you read the scripture itself. I know that everyone here is very learned when it comes to the full stops and the semicolons and all that we use, right? So look at this statement now. Then God blessed them. Comma, and God said to them, then the other thing quotation mark, is it quotation mark they call it? Exclamation mark. Quotation, which one is exclamation? The one that you're shouting out of your head. So quotation mark, so I got it the first time. Quotation mark is what God said. So let's look at what God said, like verbatim, word for word. I dig around to verbatim. All right, I went to school. All right. Be fruitful and multiply. What do you see after multiply? Semicolon. Wisdom, you can see it. Good. So you saw a semicolon. What does a semicolon tell you in a sentence? It tells you that it's not done. That whatever you're going to see next, or whatever you have seen already, qualifies. Like, without the other statement, is not complete. So if he says, be fruitful and multiply, then that means he's going to tell you what he means by being fruitful and multiplying. So the first one was what? Fill the earth and subdue it. Fill the earth, of course, reproduction, right? And then what? Subdue it. That means being fruitful and multiplying. While filling, you know, You can fill the earth and not subdue it. I'll give you an example. Somebody has five kids, right? And the five kids are useless. Did the person multiply? They didn't multiply now. That was a failure. You rather have one that have sense than have five that don't have sense. Are you still here? Are you here or you're here? You're here. Okay. I'm taking you somewhere, so please follow me so that you'll catch it. Because once you catch it today, then anything we say on top of it, it will make sense to you. Be fruitful and multiply, then fill the earth and subdue it. So if you see, fill the earth and subdue it, they are one sentence. There is no any quotation, no comma, no full stop in between it. Because if you fill the earth and you don't subdue it, then you did not fulfill the purpose. Then that's not multiplication. That was an utter failure. It's like someone who produces a car. I saw a video one day, I think on Facebook. Yeah, Facebook. Of this Ugandan person or Kenyan person, one African country. Anyway, and the guy, the caption on the video is, a man from wherever built a helicopter. So the guy was in one thing that looks like a skeleton like this. You know, and the guy, and then he has connected engine, maybe generator engine to it. And then the thing was just making noise. The thing was like if you want to fall, you want to fly. You just really want to enjoy. So in my head, I'm like, this one did not create anything. This one was just wasting time. So you see, in that kind of situation, that is nothing. That's not multiplication, if we use multiplication now. That's not being creative. Because if what you are trying to create, if it was an helicopter, and that thing don't leave the ground, you just wasted hours and days doing that. That's no multiplication. So the same thing, if you are burning and, you know, having kids, but they are not being, and they are being, I don't want to use like a very bad word, you know, but they are not becoming who they are supposed to be, who you want them to be, or who God wants them to be, put it that way. Then that wasn't multiplication. That was a problem. That's the problem, not multiplication. So the first one is fill the earth and subdue it. So if you are filling it, you have to subdue it. So now, back then, it was just Adam and Eve, right? So it was paramount that they had kids, that they replenished themselves, right? But now, in this dispensation, in this time and age, there are more human beings, a lot of human beings. So that part of having kids is not is honestly not totally necessary if you don't want it. And I'm not saying this so that you don't want it. You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to teach you something. So what we should focus on now is subduing it, not just having plenty children. Are you still here? So if you subdue the earth, we have many human beings already. If you subdue your part of the earth, then you have checkmarked that first one. Are you still here? Because if you say that, but the Bible said that you should just multiply. Well, we'll see other multiplication. It's not only having kids. All right? And if that's the case, what about women? There are some females that can have kids naturally. I don't mean natural birth, like, you know, CS are natural. No, I mean naturally, some women that can't. I'll give you an example. There are some women that maybe they started seeing their period. Everybody know what period is, right? Maybe they started seeing their period, and then after like a couple of years, it stopped. And you know, until you are convinced to get a miracle, you will not get it. So let's assume that they are good Christians, but they don't believe in faith something. You know, it's not everybody that believe in, you know, faith something. And then they are okay living like that. And, you know, they're even happy because they're not going to be having monthly pains on their stomach. Are you trying to tell me that the person did not fulfill God's plan? Mostly, if Eve was like that, then of course, It didn't fulfill God's plan. But now that we have plenty, we even have kids that are looking for parents. So if you want to subdue it and multiply, go and carry them. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm not saying this to say that you should not have kids, though. Are you here? That's not what I'm saying. And if you love kids like I do, please, go ahead. And if you want to have your own, you can. Nothing can stop you. Remember, we just prayed that every door you knock on will open for you. So any door, it doesn't matter. But I'm just trying to explain something to you here. So be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Then what's the next one? Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So, the multiplication is not only having babies, or shouldn't just be stuck there. There are things on this life that should be multiplied. I'll give you an example. It was somebody who created the airplane. Was it God that formed the airplane? Did God just sit down in heaven and start drawing the plan for airplane? No. Even this electricity that we are using, it was somebody that sat down one day and be like, you know, there should be light apart from sunlight. And then they started working on it. And then boom, it happened. Those are multiplications that he's talking about. It's not only having babies. Being able to create and spread it forth and subdue. How many people are catching something? So when we say this amount of multiplication, we're not saying go ahead and think what we used to think before of that scripture and have babies. If you want to, that's fine. That's up to you. But we're talking about in life, multiplying and subduing in life. Okay, this is your level now. How can you multiply this level that you're in? That's what we're talking about. This is where you are now. This is what you can afford now. How can I multiply this? And how can I rule my world with it? That's what we're talking about. I mean, you're understanding now. You're getting there. How can I make this happen? As we go along in the month, I'm just introducing it today. As we go along in the month, I'll start giving you like steps, what you can do, you know, and that might help most of us. But this is where I am now. You have to sit down and think about it. Prayer is wonderful. We have prayed. We're going to keep praying. But you still have to sit down and think about it. God has given you the assignment to multiply. He has given you the ability to. Now, some people will say, well, that was Adam he was speaking to. That was before the fall of man. Now that man has fallen, we don't know how we're going to do it again. My dear, even unbelievers are multiplying. They're multiplying their talents. So, but to just correct that notion. So after man fell, Romans 5:17, right? It says that through Adam, death reigned, right? That thing that they said that we cannot do now because Adam fell. Death reigned, but through Jesus, what happened? Life reigned, even much more. So now that you have received Christ, there's no stopping you. The any assignment that God has given, that God gave to man, you can fulfill it now without any blockage. I'm telling you, see, when I started getting these words, and when I started believing them, and when I started sinking in my spirit, man, I walk as a superman. Even if I was drinking Gary and Speedy Biscuits. Do you remember Speedy Biscuits? You like Speedy Gary? Speedy or Digestive, which one do you like? Speedy or Digestive, which one? Speedy, nice. You know Speedy? Wow. See? So even at the time, when I was still drinking Gary and Speedy Biscuits, you know, I used to, because I knew this in my spirit, so nothing could have stopped me. So I'm saying this so you know that it doesn't matter what level you are in now. You can fulfill that assignment that God has given mankind. Before you even get to your own particular one, we'll get there. But you can. Don't let anything stop you. The only thing that can stop you is your mind. Once your mind, you have agreed in your mind that this I'm doing, I'm going to be this, I'm going to, Trust me, nothing can stop you. I remember then, I was able to walk to any person, talk to anybody, make any appointment, go anywhere. It was such a nice feeling. And the interesting part is that every time I got to these places, the doors were not shut. For some reason, they probably think I'm one something that I even wasn't physically at the time. Why? Because the boldness came. And I just knew who I was. And I knew there was no door that could be closed. You know, I hope some of you understand what I'm saying, but let me say this. Maybe it will help you kind of visualize. Right now, you might not be able to visualize it very well, what I'm trying to say or how I became, you know. Because over time, by another maturity, now I don't really act that way, like physically. I now act it in my mind. Are you still here? When I got the revelation, I acted it physically, like you could actually see it. It was contagious. But now, due to maturity, there's a lot of maturity. So now everything is just like, okay, all right. So we're now like cooling it down. But you see, I don't want you to be cooling it down. When you get to cooling it down, you can cool it down. Are you still here? For now, be it, talk it, pray it, move like it. There's nobody stopping you. You are the God of your world. Are you still here? You are a God. God say, the Bible says that ye are God's little children. So you are God. You are God. You are God. In your sphere, you are God. You are God representative. So don't go there looking beggarly. Okay, sorry. You know, leave that part to us. We know why we are doing our own like that. Are you still here? Maybe one day, I would do like, you know how they do experiments, right? Is the experiment they call it? Practical. One day I will just show you guys practical what I'm talking about. You know, maybe we'll just decide to just go somewhere and just try to just get into somewhere. And you see how I'll move and you understand what I'm talking about. But you see, I want you to have this in you. It's a mindset first that there's no door that can be shut towards you. And you can multiply. Whatever it is you want to multiply, you can multiply it. I'm going to give you two things, then maybe we can pray. Or before I give you the two things, I think we should read the 29 part. All right. So it says, and God said, see, I have given you every herb that yield seed, which is on the face of all the earth. Every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. I don't know why that one is there. But anyway, Genesis 2, verse 7. Okay. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living being. Now, this is the reason why I included this scripture. All right? This is the reason why I included this scripture. The reason why I included this scripture is because, well, let's read that again. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living being. And this is the reason why that scripture is there, right? The scripture is there because I wanted to show you that God said we should multiply before he even formed man. So it was in his pre-plan that man ought to multiply. Are you still here? So Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, that was when God formed, made man, created man. So that's another thing we're going to look at. The first thing in your creation or in your multiplication is to create it first. Where? In your world. Where is God's world? The spirit. So God created man. I'll call it in his mind first. But man was existing, but in his mind. And then in chapter 2, he now formed the man that he created in his world. So you also, that thing that you want to multiply in, why don't you create it first in your mind? And this will help you create it in your mind. Why don't you write it down? Pen it down somewhere. Thank God for smartphones now. Thank God for cloud spaces. I'm still looking for my bag, the one that I carried on my head when I was coming to America. My Ghana must go. I'm still looking for it. I have a lot of notes. One day I'm going to show you my notes. I don't know if they have dates, but I have notes. So maybe today I've written after this, and then I'll do this. After this, I'll do this. And that was when my mates were sleeping. And then after 1 week, I'll reason again. Okay, things have changed. I'll come back to the note again. I will say, okay, so after this, I'll do this. And this one I've changed, and I'll now, like, I kept modifying it. And anyone I covered, I crossed it out into the next one. Are you still here? Then maybe that could help you, all right? You can put down notes. Still today, if you come and check my phone, if you check my notes, you see plan. Even if you be looking like, are you sure you can do this thing? You know? So maybe you can pen it down. So yes, pray about it, but do something about it. Pen it down. Have a plan. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying, right? I'm not here to give you steps yet, because a lot of steps to it. But I just want to encourage you, and I want you to know that you are created to be fruitful and multiply. That is the primary assignment. That was the first assignment that God gave man. So if you want to see if that's correct, go read from Genesis chapter 1 to 27, and let's see if there's another assignment before that one. So the first assignment, before he even told you anything else, he said, be fruitful and what? And multiply. Let's look at this dispensation, then we'll pray. 2 minutes. Now, in this dispensation, you remember I said multiplying in this dispensation is not about having babies. Did I say that or did I not say that? I said that in the beginning, right? So, in Adam and Eve's time, they had to have babies so that we all can be here, right? Good. In this time, we have enough of babies, a lot of babies. We even have people dropping their baby in the dustbin now because they can't take care of the baby. So there are a lot of babies, or dropping them in front of, you know, places. There are a lot of babies. So now, multiplying now is to multiply the ones going to heaven. How about that? Instead of multiplying babies on earth that you can't take care of, why don't you multiply the people going to heaven? Are you catching that part again? That's another part to it that we'll probably look at before the end of the month. Did you get it? So he says, be fruitful and multiply. So in this dispensation, being fruitful and multiplying is not having physical babies. It's having what? Spiritual babies. Why don't you multiply the number of people going to heaven? Because of you, instead of 1 million to go, 1.5 will go. How about that? Are you still here? Are you catching the drift? So instead of only 1 million people going to heaven, because you are going to be fruitful and multiply, because we are going to be fruitful and multiply, we'll increase our population to 1.5. Assuming, no. I'm not saying it's 1 million, but I'll go to heaven. But assuming. So multiplication in this dispensation, apart from, because having babies and kids, that's wonderful. But that's not our focus in this dispensation. Multiply your craft. Multiply your, dominate your sphere of world, of your world. But most importantly, what is God's business now? God's business is getting people to be saved. So why don't you look into multiplying the souls that are going to heaven? I think that would actually be the best multiplication. Dominate that sphere. Dominate your world. Dominate that sphere. And then multiply. Be fruitful in that sphere and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. That's fair. How many people are ready to do that? You're ready to do that. It takes a decision. You can just make a decision and say, you know what? Every day I'm going to talk to at least one person. I'll talk to one person about Jesus every day. If you make that decision, you know, God will help you. And you will also see how great how good of a turnaround your life will turn around. You see it. You see how wonderful. You see how nice your life will just become. You're not doing it so you can have a nice life, remember. But I'm just letting you know what will happen. Because that's what will happen. So you can start. Though we're not looking, I'm just breezing different places. So you can see, so you can understand the major thing we came to do tonight. What we came to do tonight is to let you know that you were made to multiply. You were made to multiply. You were made to multiply, to dominate. That's what you were made for. If you go back to the Genesis 1:28, you can see it. It says, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish. You were made to have dominion over the breath of the air and over every living thing that moves on the air. You were made to have dominion and to dominate and to rule your world. You were made. That's what you were made for. You were not made to be beggarly and to be the one that is always in the receiving end. You were made to give to the nations. Do you know that there are people that countries beg? Shall I repeat that? Do you know that there are people that country begs? There are people that country begs. Beg for aid. People, human being. Human being like me and you that have one head, two eyes, two ears, one nose, one mouth, that other a country beg. You can be the next one. You can rule your world. Let's pray before I keep you till tomorrow. Let's pray. Knowing that you were created to be fruitful and multiply, I want you to just pray. Make the declaration that you are fruitful and you multiply. Lift up your voice. I'll begin your prayer right now. Say, I'm fruitful and I multiply.
I believe you've been blessed by this ministration. If you want to reach out to us, connect with us, or partner with us, kindly visit www.worldliberationministriesli.org.